As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lima sent this. No, you did not send this article. Owen sent the article on Friday night. PFF had their most talented rosters. Number one were the Eagles. Number 32, the Cleveland Browns. And I was like, what the hell? Now, Sam Monson used to be with PFF. Now he's on the Check the Mic podcast. Very good podcast with him and Steve Palazzolo, who was also a part of PFF. I'm just going to put it out there right now. Sam Monson, who's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, at Sam Monson NFL on Twitter, X, if you're with the new style. Sam, do the Browns have the 32nd ranked roster in the NFL?
No, I don't think they have the worst roster in the NFL. Though I do think, so I used to be, as you said, a part of PFF. I used to be part of doing these kind of roster rankings every year, and we just did them on our show yesterday. And the top is always kind of interesting, and they seem sort of, you could go in a bunch of different ways at the top of the best rosters in the NFL. When you get towards the bottom, though, now, I've been saying this with free agency, with the draft, with pretty much every NFL kind of big picture team building process. I think the league is getting better collectively. I think the tide is rising, you know, the low level, the baseline is getting higher, and you're not seeing these teams anymore. You know, it used to be like the yearly conversation of would this team lose to Alabama, that kind of thing. Those teams don't exist, I think, anymore in the NFL. Everybody has gotten better at constructing rosters. So even when you get to the bottom teams in the league and you say, all right, I think this is the worst roster in the NFL. It's not bad. Like, it's not a terrible roster. There's still a bunch of good players on it. You know, there's still some areas of strength on this roster. And okay, they have some glaring weaknesses. That's why they're the worst. But I don't think they are, you know, this joke of a team anymore. And I don't think you're going to see those, you know, winless 08 Lions type of teams anymore, unless something sort of fundamentally shifts in the way the NFL is doing things.
Sam, do you think all 32 teams in the NFL are just good quarterback play away from the playoffs?
Yeah, pretty much. If not the playoffs, then certainly, you know, a 500 type of season and at least on the fringes. I mean, I think we saw that with Washington last year. I mean, even if you look at their roster right now, even after trading for Laremy Tunsil, who's like a top five left tackle in the league, trading for Deebo Samuel, there's still some fairly major holes on that roster. They're better than they were last season, and they made the NFC Championship game last season, basically because Jaden Daniels showed up. You know, if that happens, that will propel you a long, long way. And that's where I think even just ranking rosters becomes pretty difficult, because the quarterback is such a huge part of that. And if you don't have one, you're almost immediately consigned to the bottom five rosters in the NFL, just because you can't do anything without a quarterback. Equally, if you do have one, if you have a Joe Burrow, you can have a pretty terrible roster and still be ranked relatively high, because Burrow, you know, basically by himself is capable of carrying a team to at least the fringes of the playoffs.
Sam Monson joining us here on the show. He comes from the Check the Mic podcast with him and Steve Palazzolo. You can find it wherever you find your podcast. Okay, Sam, with our quarterback situation, you know, I asked this to a couple of other people. I'm always trying to win, all right? I believe in culture, and maybe you think that that's silly and stupid and all that other stuff, but either way. Are we wasting our time in the grand scheme of things, though, with Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the rookies this year, the Browns are set up now this season to basically buy time to next season. You know, if you want to give them credit for the process of this offseason, you would say, look, they got an extra first-round pick next year. They effectively bailed on the quarterbacks this year, determining that none of them none of them have a great chance of being a franchise guy. I think that's the easiest way of summing up their take on the non-Cam Ward quarterbacks this year. So in that scenario, you trade down, you get a first-round pick next year, and you basically ensure that you will be in position to at least go aggressively after a quarterback at the top of the draft next year. Almost regardless of where they're picking, two first-round picks gives you the ammo to go and make something happen and get the guy that you think is the answer next year. But then drafting two of those guys, you know, Dillon Gabriel and then eventually Shedeur Sanders later, it gives you breathing space. You know, you've got time effectively to keep everyone's interest, to sell people on the idea of, you know, give the young kids a chance and get to next year. You know, even if it goes terribly, I think you can at least make the case that, you know, we have confidence, or we're going to see what we have in Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. And if one of them doesn't work out, we can turn to the other one. And then if the whole thing unspools around our ears, we can throw in old man Joe Flacco and he'll buy us another few games. And before you know it, you're at next offseason. And that's when we can actually focus on finding the real quarterback.
Sam Monson, join us right now on the hotline. What were your preconceived notions of Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders when they were entering the draft process?
Yeah, so it's funny. I rank those guys as 2 and 4 in this draft class in terms of quarterbacks. So on the one hand, you look at that and say, well, they got 2 of the top 5 quarterbacks in this draft. That's outstanding results. Evidently, there are elements of Shedeur Sanders, you know, complete package as a prospect that the NFL at large does not love. And I don't know if that is his individual attitude and entitlement, if that's a not wanting to deal with the Deion Sanders, you know, grenades being thrown on your lap every 5 minutes. I don't know what it is, but I think his tape is worthy of being taken. I would have taken him in the first round. I think it's worth that gamble. Certainly day two. Now, I know there are people in the NFL that don't believe that. You know, I spoke to a coordinator recently who thought he was a fringe day three guy and just doesn't think he has the tool set to make it at the NFL. He's an interesting prospect because his skills, his plus points, they're the difficult to see ones. They're the kind of, it's the mental processing. It's the accuracy. It's, you know, decision-making and poise. And even then there's the flaw of he takes too many sacks and his pocket management is not always great. So he's a flawed prospect, but in the 5th round, I think it's a shot to nothing. I mean, you could cut him before training camp, but it wouldn't be an abnormally disastrous 5th round pick. So I think it's a great move there. Dillon Gabriel, I think, is intriguing. He's got some flaws as well, obviously, but In this draft class where people thought it was maybe 2 or 3 quarterbacks deep and then everyone else is a backup, if you were trying to pick one of those backups and say which one is going to overachieve and become a surprise starter down the line, my money would have gone on Dillon Gabriel. He may be short, but he's actually pretty stocky. He's got a good arm. Like, he's got a better arm than Shedeur Sanders in terms of velocity and power and what he can put into the throw. He's pretty athletic, more athletic than I think he's given credit for. And he's been, like, he's got such a wealth of experience. And I think that's becoming, like, you know, Bo Nix set the record with 60 career starts or whatever in college. I think suddenly we're swinging back in the direction of these incredibly experienced college quarterbacks. There's some merit and value to that just in itself.
Well, I'll tell you this, Sam, like, watching him, like when we had Baker, and I know Lima's going to ask you about Baker and some revisionist history here in a moment, right? But when you see Dillon Gabriel, like Baker had to use his entire body. And when he got hurt, it created a problem because then he wasn't able to put a lot of torque on it. I don't see him having to do that. I've seen him make some off-balance throws, and there's still like a rocket there. And I got to ask you, like, we've had so many people. Height. He's so short. This, that, and the other. Well, is this now not the time to try to find some guy, or maybe not try to find some guy who's not necessarily tall, but to be open-minded where we have seen more quarterbacks than we've ever seen before go out there and fail, and I think the number of elite quarterbacks is as razor thin as it's ever been.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're on, you know, day two, day three, none of these quarterbacks are likely to be starters. I mean, that's why they're being drafted there. The league has now become, when you're drafting quarterbacks, it's almost like a binary process. If you think the guy has a future as a legitimate starter, he goes in the first round. If you don't, he doesn't. And at that point, you're basically taking a gamble on which outlier do you like the best? Like, which fatal flaw are you least concerned by, or do you think the guy can overcome? So with Dillon Gabriel, you know, the quote-unquote the fatal flaw is he's a short quarterback. But he has a lot of other things that would make you overlook that and think, yeah, he could outperform that that draft status and become a starter down the line because he does have an arm, like a really good arm. Like, not just, you know, wow, that's surprising for a small guy. Like, he's got a legitimate cannon. And he is athletic, more athletic than people give him credit for. So, yeah, I think, again, I had him as the fourth quarterback in the draft. I know people that were even higher on him than that. I don't think the chances are great just because that's why he went where he went. But I think there's absolutely a chance that Dillon Gabriel could surprise people and, you know, become a starter down the line and look like a good NFL quarterback.
All right, Sam, you were involved in an interesting conversation yesterday that got a lot of people from different NFL realms weighing in about Baker Mayfield's Browns career. You used a term I totally agreed with, that nuanced. You said you had to have some nuance because there were ups and there were downs, and it was a tough, tough guy to evaluate his time in Cleveland. And obviously for a franchise that has been looking for a quarterback forever, now after going after Deshaun Watson, it looks like the most obvious decision should have been to stay with Baker. But we lived through that whole experience. We also know what Baker has said after the fact, that he's matured, he's evolved, all those things. With that said, what do you think people are missing about the Baker experience here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. The reason the whole thing happened in the first place is because there wasn't an easy answer to the Baker question when his contract rolled around, right? Like, you go back to what we started off saying, nobody is dumb in NFL front offices anymore. I think those people used to exist, and I think you used to see ridiculous things happening left, right, and center. Andrew Berry, whatever you say about him and the moves that he's made, and, you know, even ownership and all those kinds of things, they're not idiots, right? So the fact that they went away from Baker Mayfield was because it wasn't a slam dunk that you just hand him the big money contract that he was, you know, coming up for when his deal was done. But that doesn't mean that was the right decision to move away from him. And I think that's where the nuance exists. His situation was difficult because you had effectively 4 years, and I would say roughly they split down the middle, too good, too bad, alternating. But the reasons were weird. You know, you had right away, I mean, what was it, week two, Baker Mayfield comes in as a rookie, immediately transforms everything, looks different from Tyrod Taylor, and looks like one of those guys, right? The C.J. Strouds, the Jaden Daniels, the guys when they arrive, and it just looks different. And you're like, wow, the Browns have done it. It's taken, you know, 20 years, but they finally found the guy that's going to stop the names on that jersey. They found their quarterback. You know, great. Well done, Browns. They finally done it. Year two is the Freddie Kitchens year, and just everything falls apart, including Baker Mayfield. But just everything went south. And then year three, it was kind of a slow start, but then second half of that season, Baker Mayfield looked like one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. So going into year four, you're like, okay, if he picks up where he left off, that's the guy. You know, that's the new $50 million a year quarterback. Everything's good. And then in week two, he hurts his shoulder and plays on through it, makes it worse, and everything fell apart again. So what do you do with that? Now, I was tweeting at the time, as people have shown me yesterday, that you can't give him the big money deal at that point, right? You can't just hand him the next sort of five-year, $50 million a year contract based off that evidence. But again, that doesn't mean the only alternative is to kick him to the curb and go pursue Deshaun Watson. To me, the obvious answer is, you know, let's keep him around on a short-term guaranteed contract and figure it out next year, right? Let's see what happens in year five. And if he's not the guy then, we can go in a different direction. But to me, number one, there was enough good evidence that I think you give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, and try and keep him around as opposed to say the most likely thing to happen is for him to not be good enough and move on. Number two, and I don't usually put much stock in this kind of stuff, but I think that Baker deserved better from the team at that point. Number one, he did save the franchise, right? He did turn them into something different than they had been for the last 20 years. He was the guy. He was the, you know, the chosen one, all those kinds of things. He had actually rescued them. Number two, I think the final year and how that shoulder injury was handled does not reflect well on the Browns. And I understand Baker was sort of driving that, saying, you know, I want to play, I want to gut through it. They owed him a duty of care, I think, to shut him down that season and to say, look, as much as we appreciate what you are trying to do, you are not helping us and you're making your own shoulder worse. You need to shut it down and to go get the surgery. You know, they sort of let him do that. They let him grit through that injury, try and help the team, let him fail, and then punished him for it. And I don't think that's a good thing to do for a guy that had, you know, effectively rescued the franchise by being the first good quarterback they'd found in the last 20 years or so. So, you know, it was a difficult decision. It was nuanced. There was pros and cons, but I do think they came down on the wrong side of that decision.
So what do we do, Sam, with the information that basically could have been had by anybody? He ends up going to Carolina, very, very low compensation, you know, deal, at least in terms of assets given. And then in Carolina, he was not good, maybe still dealing with the issues of trying to bounce back after an injury. His mechanics weren't good and the team stunk. But, you know, notably, he wasn't good. So he had to get rescued somewhere else. What do we do with that? How would that have played out in Cleveland?
So one of the characteristics about the two bad years in Cleveland is I think Baker Mayfield has an unusual talent for force multiplying negative situations, which is not a good thing for a starting quarterback. But I think when things go badly, Baker sort of leans into the skid and makes it worse. I think we saw that in the Freddie Kitchens year. The big thing that was really a problem that year, I think, was the offensive line. And when Greg Robinson was his left tackle, Baker started to feel pressure even when it wasn't there. And all of a sudden, every single snap is like he's rolling out to his right and throwing into coverage, you know? So that's a problem. And I think the same thing was true with the injury. You know, he, as you said, like when he kind of developed new mechanics, right? That were trying to compensate for the fact that he couldn't move his left shoulder. And all of a sudden it's even worse than it would have been if they'd just gone with a worse quarterback. And I think the Carolina situation was bad. And I think we saw that not just with Baker, but Darnold didn't play well over the stretch there. I just think Baker is not a good starting quarterback for a bad situation. But I think, number one, by the point the Browns were making this call, they had assembled a pretty good situation. And, you know, Steve Palazzolo on our podcast, he has this line where he keeps saying, you know, Andrew Berry's been a really good GM other than the worst personnel move in NFL history. And I think there's truth to that. Like, at that point, they had assembled this really good roster around Baker Mayfield. So I don't think that's really a concern. Like, had they made that call at that point, you were putting him into a good situation again. Like, it was set up for him to do well. I think Tampa has shown, and to a lesser extent the Rams, in a good situation, he's a good quarterback. It's just I think Dak Prescott's a lot like this as well. I think they are unusually vulnerable quarterbacks to, you know, being kind of directly correlated to how good the supporting cast is around them. Like when they have a good situation, they are able to turbocharge that good situation and it looks really good. When they have a bad.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Situation around it, somehow they catalyze that and make it even worse.
Sam Monson from the Check the Mic podcast. He's on with Steve Palazzolo. Sam, thank you very much for the time, friend.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Said we're wasting our time if we play Joe Flacco this year. What's so wrong with that? I don't understand. Tell me why I'm lying to myself. 216-474-0092. Are we wasting our time with Joe Flacco? What is wrong with trying to win?
Well, I think somebody like Sam, who actually gave them the benefit of the doubt with their roster, said it's nowhere near as bad and says a lot of the teams are actually pretty close.
Then why not try to win?
But I think he's saying that under their current setup, they're just probably not going to win much. They're probably not going to be contenders.
Okay.
And so given that and the fact that they drafted two young quarterbacks that you want to see before next year's all-important two first-round pick
season. They see them every
season,
day.
Then, yeah, but you don't really.
I mean, Yes, you do. You see them every day.
Didn't they say Brett Favre was terrible in practice?
The one guy who was terrible in practice and ended up being a good player. You picked the one guy.
Was that a bad example? In the office.
He was not a great person. Apparently not very good with the people of the state of Mississippi, but that's been alleged. Boy, every time he puts something out on social media, holy geez, they're ready to beat him up on that. I don't know where the truth lies. We know a guy here would be very defending of him back in the day. Why? I want to know, why do we need to see him? They see him every day. Again, you were the one who said, do we need to even see DTR? So why can't I use it against this year's fifth round pick? If he can't beat Joe Flacco out, then what is the point of playing? Well, we just need to see him. We don't need to see him if he can't conduct himself decently to beat Joe Flacco, who's 40 years old, or Kenny Pickett, who's off the trash.
Well, let me run a scenario by you then. What would happen if you get Joe Flacco and it's win one, lose one, win one, lose one. Hey, win two in a row. And all of a sudden, you're at the second half of the season, at the time that I thought we'd be playing one of the rookies, if not both. And then it just gets to the point where you're vying for a playoff spot all year. You've got guys like Joel Bitonio invested, Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin could be their last years together. They're playing their butts off. Now, all of a sudden, you've got maybe Myles Garrett making a run for Defensive Player of the Year again. And we're talking about real Hall of Fame credentials.
Where's the bad part of any of this?
And then you get to the final game, you lose, you don't make the playoffs. And then you have two first-round picks next year.
Trade up. If you want to trade up, trade up. If there's no guy worth it, then there's no guy worth it. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm in the business of trying to win. I'm sick and tired of waiting until next year.
Yeah, but
Why does everybody else get to try to win now, but we have to wait until next year?
But that under my scenario, you did try to win. But what was the point of the season? You're going to lose these offensive linemen. They're retiring. So this isn't, or at least Joe Bitonio's done. I'm guessing Conklin will be done. Yeah. Teller, will he be done? So what was this all about? What was this year about? To show we could win with a quarterback who's not going to be here next year. And then you look. It would look like, honestly, on paper, that you wasted two draft picks.
Sure.
You took two other picks with running backs. So it's like, where was your investment into
if you're going to approach 500, that means that one of your two running backs that you took is going to be very, very nice for you. I hope Quinshon Judkins would be that guy, okay? So somebody from the rookie class is going to make some sort of an impact.
Sure.
You're right, the rookie quarterbacks aren't. But again, if they can't beat out the 40-year-old at some point during the season, then they don't deserve to be out there.
Hold on, where is the beating out? If Joe Flacco's playing and winning games,
well, because you
there's
will discuss,
not a competition anymore.
You will discuss the future, and if you're 500, this will be a daily discussion.
Won't Shador be on scout team, or won't Dylan Gabriel be on scout team? They're not competing for anything.
My frustration,
so where's the opportunity to beat out Joe Flacco
all right,
at
and
that
my
point?
Frustration is, then I guess you didn't seize the moment if there was a moment. Maybe there isn't a moment. Again, I've done it your way for the better part of 25 years, just saying, well, we'll get our quarterback next year, so we got to make sure we don't win this year, or we got to see what we have with these guys. Yeah, we see what we have. We have garbage most of the time. For the most part, with the exception of like three draft picks who end up becoming really, really great players, you don't really have great players. So what do I need? What do I need to see? Why do I need to see these guys if they don't deserve the opportunity? If they don't deserve the opportunity with the Browns, they don't deserve the opportunity anywhere. So I'd rather try to win something, and that means even getting to the middle, because we do this every single year. Well, let's lose for this guy, that guy, and the other guy. All right, well, Baker Mayfield was a guy we lost for, and Baker Mayfield in the end wasn't even good enough. And when we're doing the revisionist history here, you guys know it in your heart of hearts. We'd be arguing every single day because you know in your heart of hearts he's not good enough to win a Super Bowl. And that's what you expect out of number one overall. He's a fine player. Fine player. But you know we'd be arguing. And it's a hell of a lot more fun than arguing what we've had over the last 3 years. But I can already see it. Try winning for a change. Try establishing a culture of winning for a change. Why not try to go 500 for the love of God? Because if you went 500, at least I know, okay, if my quarterback's not a derelict, I'll be all right. My head coach knows how to call an offense, I should be all right. If my general manager can make a pick that ends up working out and we'll have two first-round picks, then we should be all right. I understand that there's a big void of what's to come with the quarterback. I get that. But my God, the constant, well, what about 2026? Well, what about 2027? What about 2020? Hey, there's a nice quarterback down at Medina High School right now, and he'll be a senior next year. Let's wait until 2030. Okay. Just keep waiting for the next year and the next year and the next year after that. And we keep having the same sad-ass argument year after year after year. You can set your watch to it. Lord Almighty, that doesn't drive you nuts? That doesn't drive you nuts, Anthony? Having the same conversation every year? With the same plan that somehow doesn't work out for us. We're always trying to get the quarterback. Well, let's get to the top of the draft with that quarterback. Well, I don't know. Why can't we just take the two picks and trade up for the guy, you know, like the Chiefs did for their guy, like the Bills did for their guy. At least have some conviction instead of him just falling into our laps and then us having to try to salvage some sort of a terrible culture getting ready for the next year. Why do I have to sit there and deal with that every single year? Why do Browns fans want to deal with that? Why does a franchise want to deal with that? Nobody should want to deal with that. Every year we do the same thing, and every year we end up in the same place, the bottom. Okay, I'll do it your guys' way. I'll do it Sam Monson's way. Go ahead and play the kids, and when they don't work out, hey, well, at least we'll have two high first-round picks, and then we'll take a quarterback next year, and we'll put everything on him. He's got to not just be the leader on the football team and probably play week one, even if he ain't ready. Oh, he's got to go out there, and he's got to lead this franchise into the future with a couple of guys who are definitely disenchanted with what they think the Cleveland Browns are going to be, because Miles' attitude ain't going to get no better if you don't win. So that's going to be a fun thing to take over.
That's what's
so different.
And
imagine if they take over Drew Aller and the pressure that's going to be on him. But
that's what's so different about this setup is where they took these quarterbacks. And it just seems like taking two of them just got in the way, got really in the way of being able to develop one of them to take the mantle of the guy that's going to push for the job. So I think that's the hard part of all this and why it was so shocking when they took Sanders after
they
overdrafted Gabriel.
We did shots together. You weren't shocked.
Oh, I was shocked.
All right, we were a little bit surprised. I'll imagine that. But we did. Did you or did you not drink with me that day?
Oh, I had
fun. We drunk together.
We had a lot of fun.
What's that? What's that say? We dug coal together, Tone. We've drunk together, Tone. Lewis and Shaker, hello.
Thank you, Ken. It's finally something we agree on. Wow. Your last statement. I'm tired.
It's only
of waiting
13, taking 13 years.
About coal mining?
I'm tired. Yes. Yes. Can we just find a quarterback? I'm going to wait the preseason so I can see them all, so I can judge for myself. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks, man. I haven't seen Johnny Unitas play. That's how old I am, man. So I'm going to sit here and
you're
wait.
That old?
But thank you, Ken.
Are you really that old?
Goodbye. Yeah, I'm that old. Oh. Ken, goodbye.
I had no idea he was that old. I had no idea that guy was that old. Lou's been calling us for years. Lou in North Royalton, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Listen, I'm not even going to mince words. I am so tired of this freaking crap. I'm sick and tired. Wait till next year. When I say you guys, I don't mean you and
that's fine.
The slippery one there. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, did anybody watch 2023? Did they watch the five freaking games that Joe Flacco started, okay? He is perfectly tailor-made. Did Joe Flacco ever suffer a major injury, a busted, fractured glenoid shoulder? No. Did he ever have a torn Achilles tendon? No.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, did he ever have ACL surgery? No, he has had no major surgery in his life. I don't care if he's 45 years old, okay? If he can throw the ball still, he'll make these receivers look like the second coming of Jerry Rice. You got me worked up in a shoot.
I didn't mean to do that
This is freaking crazy. This is crazy.
What is crazy?
That you got Joe Flacco. I don't care what Shador Sanders can do. If Joe Flacco's winning you games, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Give him the season. If he can function in Kevin Stefanski's offense. So if they're going back to Kevin Stefanski calling the plays and running his offense, then you know that Flacco can run that offense. He's got experience in it. Shador Sanders doesn't have experience in it. That 5'0" quarterback Dylan Gabriel doesn't have experience in it. Kenny Pickett can't even grip the football. Well, I don't get this. I do not get this. Why that we're even having these discussions?
Yeah, but under that philosophy, Lou, you would never play rookies ever. You would just assume the veteran that has been okay. You know, previously, by the way, Flacco's year last year was not good, but you could say it wasn't with Stefanski.
Well, I don't.
But under that thought process, you would never play rookies ever. Like, the whole point is you do have to play rookies before they're 100% ready.
I'm not against playing rookies. I just want to make sure they're as ready as possible. And the quote, just throwing them out there to see what they are, it bothers the hell out of me. IX Center, it looks like it might be closing. There's a company that wants to move in. They had a vote on it, apparently. And it looks like it might be shuttering its doors forever for events. And that land's going to be used by a company. Are you one of the ones in mourning of the IX Center Indoor Amusement Park? Or
not really. I do not understand
with the IX Indoor
why a city of Cleveland, where we're not exactly, we do the best that we can.
Political
trying
tone.
To bring in tourism. Why would we have that, an IX Center, and then have downtown a convention center? Like, of all the towns that don't need that.
Well, then why would you build a dome in Brook Park, Tone? 216-474. A whole village. Tell me why, Tone. I set you up, didn't I? Laid that trap for your ass.
Wait, you're asking me why we would move the Browns to Brook Park?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we've kind of discussed that.
Well, yeah, but you just said, why would
thinking about moving?
Why would we have a big IX Center?
No, my point is, that would be like asking, why would we have two football stadiums? Like, we wouldn't. That would be dumb.
Like, but would you have conventions in the new stadium?
Why would the city of Cleveland and this region have two of these
that would be like the Browns moving to Brook Park and then maybe Mayor Bibb going, well, we're keeping this one open.
And we're going to try to lure events.
It if they want.
Yeah.
But it's on the Browns.
Don't you put it past them. Don't you dare put it past them.
The ushers are there.
You know that's very well in play. You know it's very well in play.
We're selling the giant pretzel.
Yep. and you could see a situation, and God, I pray it ain't this way, that they move to the new stadium, and all of a sudden, we just have big tarps over the top of it, and it just looks like Qualcomm before they tore it down. And you'll have women's soccer, professional soccer playing there, and high school football, and God knows what. I'm telling you, don't put it past them. But no, I went to the IX Center when I was really little to go look at Bigfoot, because they had the big Bigfoot with the big tires, and you can go up and see it was huge. My dad took me up, and then we got to see like army vehicles and stuff. And then the next time I went to the IX Center, I was like 5 when I went there. The next time I went up was like 2011 or 12 of the car show for the fan.
I do think you're missing out, though, because they don't do the amusement park anymore. They haven't for a few years.
I never went to the IX Indoor Amusement Park, and apparently I was the only one.
Well, I took my kids, and I'm saying, Anthony, you're coming up on that, like trying to find local things to do. You could have went right after the show.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And those all fit your schedule.
I do have one core memory that just unlocked just thinking about it now. Because before you asked me about the IX Center, and I totally forgot we did this. So when I had some tragedy strike in my youth, I had a bunch of religious groups went after me.
Oh, you were a free agent.
I was in a bunch of youth groups. And it was a big help, honestly. It was a big help. Yeah. Had people, you know, cooking meals, taking care of me. And it was important. But I do remember going to the IX Center for some event with one of the youth groups, and went there, took the bus down and everything, and it was just, I think they're just trying to keep me out of trouble, right? Because there was trouble
that's
to be
they
had.
Generally are, yeah.
And so I remember that they had a clean religious comedian that was maybe the headliner.
Okay.
So tried to get you in with the yucks, and then at the very end, I totally had forgotten about this. Maybe I had buried this memory. They had you do this walk that like went through a tunnel, and they were like, if you're ready to believe, walk through this tunnel. And I'm like, well, everybody else is walking through the tunnel. So what would I do? I walked through the tunnel, and there was like smoke machine as if I was in the starting lineup. And I remember walking through the tunnel to the other side, and everybody just had the biggest smiles on their face. And the other kids were like, we did it, man. We found Christ. We did it. We're believers. And that was it. That was a core memory. Had not thought about it in 25 years.
Oh, my
years.
Gosh. We unlocked that for you?
Yeah. So I guess I was the big winner that day.
How quickly did you forget? Because I know what you've done since.
I found a lot of other things since.
You are a fallen angel, my son. You got anything on this? Can you help us out with this?
No. I grew up in that.
I'm a proponent.
Can you play some Alan Parsons Project for him?
That's exactly what I was looking for. And guard and saved. A 5'7" youth from West Giaga.
Anthony Redmond.
Had a handshake with every pastor.
Nice.
Every youth leader.
Well, that's nice. Didn't expect that to come out in your backstory there. That was Luke Weaver is out 4 to 6 weeks. The hamstring injury. That's what you do to transition. You move right on. I would say it's a better chance, except we're playing.
Who's Luke Weaver?
Well, he's the closer for the New York Yankees. Oh, okay. You tell me people don't know who Luke Weaver is when I say his name.
Saying.
All right, fine. I mean, if I mention
associate pastor at the International Exposition Center.
If I mention some garbage-ass quarterback, though, who'd be playing against us, they know exactly who the hell he is. But Luke Weaver, who's a great closer. No. All right, Luke Weaver is a closer for the Yankees. He is out apparently 4 to 6 weeks, according to Mike Exesa. So it gives you a better chance tonight, except you're playing against Carlos Rodon.
We're going up against two of the best pitchers in baseball in this series.
He looks like we are going to hit him out of the park in the first like inning, and he kills us every time. We are watching more baseball than we ever have, thanks to the Rockies. Now, am I going on the Rockies tonight? This is fake. This is all fake money.
I said I was trying to put a streak together. Yeah.
I was saying, let's go in the other direction, and let's completely backtrack on what we said yesterday based on one loss. Boy, there's a reason we don't gamble much here.
All right, I'm going to do the fake. If I get to a fake $1,000, you get to break my fake thumbs, okay? All right. Yeah, now Owen's
I'll
in.
I'll at my fake casino.
Now it's
not. Let's do it. My fake sports book.
So if I put 100 on the Rockies to win tonight, right? Against that pitcher.
You're down 100 already.
I don't know why. I told you to stay away from the Marlins series. I shouldn't anyway. Be. But I'll start in the hole anyway. They win in bunches. They win in bunches. Problem. By the end of this week, people are going to be like, this is why you don't bet. He's terrible.
All right, I'm putting it on the Rockies.
We'll take the Rockies straight up. Money line.
Let's go.
How about should I win if the Rockies win?
This is a pro Rocky station.
Probably a bunch of fake money.
Fake app.
Okay. Do that for me.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.